Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life.
Today's question for Dr. Amy Lewis-Bayless is, I don't get periods anymore. I have an IUD or I've had a hysterectomy. How do I know if I'm in menopause?
So I get asked this question all the time, and it's an excellent question. So the first piece to this is, why do you want to know if you're in menopause? And the reason why I say that is the diagnosis of menopause is kind of arbitrary in that whether or not you're in menopause doesn't matter in terms of treatment if you're not having any of the symptoms related to menopause. So what I usually say to women who have had a hysterectomy, I say, are you having hot flashes? Are you having night sweats? Are you having symptoms consistent with perimenopause or menopause that would warrant treatment? And that's really the first question. And same with an IUD. If you're not having any bothersome symptoms of low estrogen, then I'm not really worried about whether or not you are actually in menopause. However, there's some women that want to know, if I take my IUD out, will my periods come back? And so for those women, what we will do is, first of all, most of the time we'll start thinking about this around the age of 50 or 51, which is in Canada, 51 is the average age of menopause. But the way we can make this diagnosis is actually by a blood test. So if you have an IUD in or you have had a hysterectomy, we can check a blood test called an FSH, a follicle stimulating hormone. And when you're menopausal, this number is high. So we want to see a number over 25. And if we see a number over 25, that's indicative that you are likely in menopause. However, just to be sure, we will recheck the blood value again in 6 to 8 weeks to make sure that it consistently stays high. If the FSH is consistently high over 2 tests, then we can strongly believe that you are in menopause. And if you're not having hot flashes or night sweats or don't have a reason to start estrogen and you would like to take the IUD out, then we can remove the IUD at that time.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.